Healthy or junk food? Listen to a young man explaining why our brains love junk food. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 6 with the sentence endings A to I. There are two sentence endings that you should not use. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to check your answers.
Carrots or French fries, which do you prefer? I know, right? Humans love fat and carbohydrates. Why? Because they have a lot of energy in them, and energy is what we need to do all the things that we humans do. But we're omnivores. We can get our energy from meat, cereal grains, vegetables, nuts, tubers, fruit. We're an extremely versatile animal, unlike, say, a cow, which can only choose between grass or grass. Or a lion, which can only eat raw meat. So if we can get calories from a lot of different foods, why do we always just want to eat fat and carbohydrates? Well, apparently, it's all about evolution. Let's start with our very ancient ancestors, Australopithecus, the southern ape. They were a direct ancestor of the first member of the genus Homo. They were very different from us. Their brain was 35% the size of our brain, their stomach was a lot bigger than ours, and their teeth were big and flat, and not very sharp. So we are fairly sure that Australopithecus ate mostly fruits, vegetables, and tubers. The raw fruits and vegetables didn't offer very many calories. Now, because that was all they ate, their digestive system needed to be really big and slow. Their body was working really hard all day to try to take every possible calorie from their food, because it was not rich in energy. Brains need a lot of calories, so they didn't have enough energy for a big brain. In fact, their brain was pretty small. Then, about 2 million years ago, Australopithecus was becoming extinct, and their direct descendant, Homo habilis, appeared. Homo habilis had a smaller, more efficient intestine, smaller teeth, and a brain about 50% bigger than Australopithecus. Homo habilis learned to control fire, so they were probably able to cook. This meant they could eat meat without the risk of dying from nasty diseases, and by cooking vegetables, they were able to release more energy from them. Since then, every species in the genus Homo, from Habilis to Homo sapiens, has had a bigger and bigger brain, thanks in part to the high energy from their diets. Our huge brains are expensive. It takes a lot of fat and calories to evolve and then maintain them. So our clever brains have evolved to love high energy food. And now look at us. We can eat a triple hamburger with cheese and bacon whenever we want. And our brains just go, yeah. In fact, some studies have seen that high-fat food not only activates the pleasure centers in our brain, it also activates the centers that process physical touch. So our brains respond to fatty, high-calorie foods in the same way we respond to a hug from our mums. No wonder we call it comfort food. But while our brains love chocolate and donuts and fries, the other organs in our bodies are crying. Please stop. I'm so tired of processing all these chips. Please, you're killing me. And that's why, even if a carrot doesn't look as good, you should eat it. Your body will thank you.
You will now hear the recording for the second time.
Carrots or French fries, which do you prefer? I know, right? Humans love fat and carbohydrates. Why? Because they have a lot of energy in them, and energy is what we need to do all the things that we humans do. But we're omnivores. We can get our energy from meat, cereal grains, vegetables, nuts, tubers, fruit. We're an extremely versatile animal, unlike, say, a cow, which can only choose between grass, or a lion, which can only eat raw meat. So if we can get calories from a lot of different foods, why do we always just want to eat fat and carbohydrates? Well, apparently, it's all about evolution. Let's start with our very ancient ancestors, Australopithecus, the southern ape. They were a direct ancestor of the first member of the genus Homo. They were very different from us. Their brain was 35% the size of our brain, their stomach was a lot bigger than ours, and their teeth were big and flat, and not very sharp. So we are fairly sure that Australopithecus ate mostly fruits, vegetables, and tubers. The raw fruits and vegetables didn't offer very many calories. Now, because that was all they ate, their digestive system needed to be really big and slow. Their body was working really hard all day to try to take every possible calorie from their food, because it was not rich in energy. Brains need a lot of calories, so they didn't have enough energy for a big brain. In fact, their brain was pretty small. Then, about 2 million years ago, Australopithecus was becoming extinct, and their direct descendant, Homo habilis, appeared. Homo habilis had a smaller, more efficient intestine, smaller teeth, and a brain about 50% bigger than Australopithecus. Homo habilis learned to control fire, so they were probably able to cook. This meant they could eat meat without the risk of dying from nasty diseases, and by cooking vegetables, they were able to release more energy from them. Since then, every species in the genus Homo, from habilis to Homo sapiens, has had a bigger and bigger brain, thanks in part to the high energy from their diets. Our huge brains are expensive. It takes a lot of fat and calories to evolve and then maintain them. So our clever brains have evolved to love high-energy food. And now look at us. We can eat a triple hamburger with cheese and bacon whenever we want. And our brains just go, yeah. In fact, some studies have seen that high-fat food not only activates the pleasure centres in our brain, it also activates the centres that process physical touch. So our brains respond to fatty, high-calorie foods in the same way we respond to a hug from our mums. No wonder we call it comfort food. But while our brains love chocolate and donuts and fries, the other organs in our bodies are crying. Please stop. I'm so tired of processing all these chips. Please, you're killing me. And that's why, even if a carrot doesn't look as good, you should eat it. Your body will thank you.